This is Bozo Dubbed Over, and I'm DJ Momo. Repetitive song that was Tuk Tuk featuring Atna by Solomon and Inez and Atna on their record Nobody Is Not Loved. Welcome back to the show. I'm DJ Momo and this is Bozo Dubbed Over, where we're saying the things that he wants to say on the show now. And if you get that reference, you get it, and if you don't, you don't, and that's fine, whatever. Hey, I've had a great week. I don't know about you guys. I've done some crazy things. I went bug hunting with my boyfriend, who needs to hunt 30 bugs, for his class and pin them. Something I've never participated in, and I'm quite fond of bugs, so it made me a little sad. Like, he was dwelling a little too close to the dragonflies, and I was like, oh no, like, if he kills a dragonfly in front of me, I'm gonna start crying, and there'll be no hiding that. But he didn't. We only got a bunch of flies in this one stripey one, which was awesome. What else did I do? Well, I guess you'll get to hear more later, because you're listening to my show. Which is supposed to dubbed over with DJ Mama. Anyway, let me read you a little something from the station. Have you ever been walking on the sidewalk and came across an ant trail? Was your first immediate thought to step on it? Ants rely completely on vibrations and the pheromones they release to track one another because they have no ability to hear, and most species don't even have eyes. Ants are not only responsible for aerating our soil, but they're also great seed dispersers, making them very important to our ecosystem. Next time you encounter an ant trail, step over it, and remember, if you mess up their trail, they'll probably never find their way home. From your ant-loving DJs here at 90.1 WREV FM Burlington. That's true, y'all. I found out there's this thing called ant death spiral. Hold on, I'm gonna look it up so I don't, like, butcher what this is. Ant death spiral. I swear this is a thing. I'm not doing the AI overview. I refuse. Oh yeah, so it's when this army of ants, when a group of army ants, which are apparently a specific kind of ant, I don't know, I'm a gender size major, this does not concern me, maybe ant gender does, I really shouldn't discard that, anyway, these army ants, they, get separated, from the main, like, party that is foraging and making this circle, or kind of going in and out of this, of whatever prey they have, and then all of a sudden, the first ant starts and it makes a trail of pheromones, and then the other ones start to follow, and then the trail of pheromones becomes bigger, and then they just end up making a circle of pheromones, and they get trapped in there because that's the only thing that they can sense, and then they eventually can die of exhaustion. Is that, like, not the coolest and most terrifying thing in the whole world? And I also think Adrienne Marie Brown would have a lot of cool things to say on this about ecology and gender studies, but I'll save that for later. Anyway, I'm going to start off with a more peppy segment, so you can enjoy that. I'm DJ Momo, and this is my show, Bozo Dubbed Over. Thanks for tuning in.
bells rung. Send a mail up high to the sky, home that I fell from. Bail us out the barn, mask over my eyes just like a welder. Tail spun out of binds, baptized in the fires of flawed failures. I tried to tell you, you never gonna get a rise out of a real one. Tough like Riot Spell, Orion size heavyweight titles on a belt, sir. Flying and on a wide eye at a maelstrom, wild side that I hail from. I see you ain't moved in a while, ain't gonna lie, you probably should get your sails up. Time will tell who the hell won. Promise I don't know who assailed ya. Bear cubs, head hunt, voila, they probably do it for breadcrumbs. Providing shelter, dug well enough to find us some kind of wealth. Mining through myself, gum boost. The bottom started to melt some. I felt stuck. Still cut knives showing the shield love. Spill blood.
From this action, we see the priest's responsibility towards the congregation as towards the gods.
That was I Could by Fine. Prior to that was a new song by Automatic Love, or no, by Nourished by Time, and the title of it is Automatic Love. Prior to that was Well Done by Earl Sweatshirt, and the first song of the set was Cherry Jubilee by Cowgirl Clue. Sorry, the bassoon question mark in this background track is very beautiful. It's Plantwood Day by Lynn Avery and Cole Police with a U, not an O. Sorry, I couldn't see my laptop. But yeah, the bassoon or whatever instrument, I don't know, not very orchestral. It can get a little loud. Anyway, I'm kind of like slowing down and thinking about other things because today, let me like put this down for a minute. Today, Israel launched its ground operation in Gaza City, which they've said they'd do for months at least. And it's not unexpected, but it is really horrible, in my personal opinion. I'm gonna read you a little bit from the BBC. This is from bbc.com. The article is called UN Commission Report on Genocide is Blunt Indictment of Israel's Actions in Gaza. And I want to kind of detail what it means for the UN to call something genocide with this quote from the article. The report details actions against Palestinians inside Gaza and in jails inside Israel. Among a long list of accusations is Israeli targeting of civilians that it has a legal obligation to protect, and the imposition of, quote, inhumane conditions causing the death of Palestinians, including the deprivation of food, water, and medicines. That is a reference to the blockade that has produced a famine as well as widespread starvation, according to the IPC, the international body that assesses food emergencies. The new UN report also details forced displacement currently happening in Gaza City after the Israeli military, the IDF, ordered all civilians there to move south. Around 1 million people are believed to be affected. Israel's offensive is gathering pace, with airstrikes and the destruction of many buildings, including high-rises that are symbols of Gaza City, which the IDF calls Hamas terror towers. That's, quote, Hamas terror towers. The report also says that Israel has imposed measures intended to prevent births. That refers to an attack on Gaza's largest fertility clinic that reportedly destroyed around 4,000 embryos and 1,000 sperm samples and unfertilized eggs. So I can't speak for the station, but I am allowed to voice my own personal views. And that makes me like truly sick to my stomach, to especially seeing that next to America's reception to those events. I mean, there is a lot of like hope in people condemning what's happening, but there's also a lot of people who are misguided or really having a lot of internal conflicts on maybe they had like previous views of Israel or something that isn't compatible with this quote-unquote narrative, but I need to stress that narrative is supported by facts and international organizations that we have deemed credible for hundreds of years, probably not hundreds of years, I should be careful with my language, but for a long time. And I will leave you to make your judgment on that, but personally, I feel this is something that I can't not talk about. I'm going to get back to the music now.
Desde hace tiempo espero yo oír tu voz, sentir tu amor, y ya no sé lo que es reír. No sé vivir si tú no estás. Cada rumor que llega a mí me hace soñar que estás aquí. Siento tu cuerpo junto a mí y al despertar tú ya no estás. Murió la flor y en mí tu esencia se quedó y tu risa quisiera decirte algo que llevo aquí dentro, clavado como una espina, y así va pasando el tiempo sin aquí nada decirte lo que a diario voy sintiendo. Por temor quizás a oírte cosas que oírte no quiero. Como quisiera decirte que cuando contemplo el cielo tu estrella me va diciendo cómo me faltan tus besos. Como quisiera decirte que me escuches un momento para quitarme del pecho esto que me va oprimiendo. Amor, adiós, no se puede continuar. Ya la magia terminó, ahora tengo que marchar. Será mejor seguir nuestra soledad. Si hoy el cielo se cubrió, quizás mañana brille el sol. No sufras más, quizás mañana nuestro llanto quede atrás. Y si me dices que tu amor me esperará, tendré la luz que mi sendero alumbrará. Y volveré como un ave que retorna a su nidal. Por esa paz que siempre, siempre tú me das, que tú me das.
Of course. could the wise man build his house on the sand? How can the foolish man build his house on the rock? He ain't got no wisdom. On a rock, the foolish man built his house on the sand. Oh yeah. On the sand, where on the sand there is no foundation. Why?
Indian Food by Dumbo Gets Mad, which is just like the best name. I feel like that's like other universe Bozo dubbed over. Dumbo gets mad. Like, hey, Swin. Anyway, before that song, you heard Noah's Ark by Ika Mouse. Great band name, guys. And the first song of the set was Murió la Flor y Volveré Como Quisiera Decirle by Los Angeles Negros. It's like a three-part song, I'm pretty sure, with a bunch of their hits, which is cool. Hope you're liking the show so far. Sorry to get serious, but I just think that we have an obligation to humanity. If you exist in this world and you have it better than other people, then you should help make the world better for them. And then if people are living in a world that is better to them, they will often make better choices and be kinder to one another. So it's a cycle, and you can choose to feed the cycle of violence and hatred, or a cycle of love. And sometimes love means rage, and sometimes it means being very firm about your values. But it's still love. But just keep the love in mind, because I think that's key to everything. And when we lose that, we lose everything. Can I tell you about a movie I went to? I saw the movie The Room. Oh my gosh, guys. This was so weird. I went to Coolidge Corner in Alston. And we saw the movie The Room, which is this, like, weird story about this, like, a very successful banker. And he's with his, like, fiance, but then she seduces his best friend. And what happens after that? And if this plot sounds stupid, it's because this is inherently a stupid movie, and it's they're very aware about that. It's directed by Tommy Wiseau, and he plays the main guy, Johnny, in it. And also Greg Sestero, who plays Mark in it, the best friend of Johnny. He was at this screening, which was so cool, and I didn't know it was such an event, but I went with a bunch of film bros. And every time there was a spoon or a picture of a spoon on the screen, people would yell, "Spoons!" and throw plastic spoons at the screen. And I swear to God, that theater, it was like a middle school cafeteria, like afterward, just covered in plastic spoons. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen. And the theater employees were aware of that. Very aware of the chaos this movie would bring. You could barely hear any of the dialogue because people are always yelling. Like, anytime a character would open the door to the apartment or the house, someone else would yell, or like everyone in the crowd would yell, "Close the door!" And then when they close it, they'd be like, "Thank you! Thank you!" Just like really... a really weird movie to see in theaters. But if you ever see, oh, The Room is showing at a theater near me, what's that, you should probably go, because it's really funny. Anyway, let's get you back into the music. I'm gonna play a lot of like favorites and kind of like the sound that I've been into most maybe this year. So I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. I'm DJ Momo, by the way, and this is Bozo dubbed over.
I've got so much to say, and yet nothing comes close to the way we communicate when we don't say a word. I hear you clearly without sound.
You don't know what to do. You miss the days when everything was working out for you. I'll take you to the movies. I'll take you to the park. I know when you're not feeling right. I'd know you in the dark. I'd know you in the dark. I'll try to tell you when you come down in the morning, baby. San Francisco. Oh,
Etienne, guys. Kiss and Make Up. What a song. What a song. I was just listening to that album, Fox Bass Alpha, today, and I forgot how freaking good it was. It's so good. Anyway, prior to that song, I played No Destruction by Foxy Jen. I also played Outbound by After. And the first song of the set was Underworld by Alice Phoebe Liu. I want to get back to the music quick because I have a set that I want to finish. But first I want you to look up the Wikipedia page for Rat King and create a theory for yourself. Do you think that these Rat Kings were pranks? Like ancient pranks? Or do you think natural phenomena? Or something else. And maybe if you see me or, I don't know, can reach me somehow, you can tell me your theory. Yeah, because I just looked up Rat King on Wikipedia because it was recommended after the ant mill or ant spiral thing that I talked about. Really freaky stuff. Okay, I'm going to be quiet and play my last set, which is two songs, and I think you'll like them both. Bye. Ah, I clicked the wrong knob, guys. I'm tired. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.